teach in this area, they should definitely know some things about the people that live here. And you can talk about history and stuff like that. And I think majoring in it might be successful. I don't know yet, because this is a new thing. Like, there's other schools in California and Minnesota and Oklahoma that are starting ones. And I myself wouldn't know what I'd do if I had a major in American Indian Studies. Because I think the Indian students should concentrate on, like, the sciences and math, the English, and, you know, all these other things is what we need. And I'd hate to see a lot of non-Indians get a major in American Indian Studies and claim that they're an authority on Indians. I mean, this has been done before. Mm-hmm. So majoring in it, I don't know. I don't know. Minoring, I'm definitely sure about that. But majoring, I still have to think about that.
On campus here at the University of New Mexico, do you think there's discrimination against Indians?
I don't really think there is. I think there's an attitude. I think that all peoples, no matter where they are, have different attitudes about each other and generalizations. And sometimes you'll come across some people that are non-Indian, and you know that they don't like Indians because, you know, they don't know anything about them, and that anybody that I feel that is very prejudiced is just isn't very broad-minded. I hate to say ignorant, because that's being prejudiced against them. But I don't think, I think university, the UNM campus is pretty good. I don't think they're that discriminatory outright. There may be subtle attitudes here and there, but I think the majority of the students at the university are, they get along very well. It's a good campus.
The Indian students that are coming into college, you know, when they're, do you think they are ready for it, prepared for college work and everything?
Well, I don't. I think that Indian students that go to BIA schools, federal schools, may be more, I mean, less prepared than students that go to public schools. Because, well, public school, you get college preparatory training and all that. I think, well, as you grow up and you mature in life, you have to make initial moves, and you have to do things, and you have to, in a sense, get adjusted to the college life. And I think it's hard for any freshman student coming in. And then I can think about American Indian students, and I think they may have a harder time. But I can't really pinpoint why. It's just that I know that a lot of them drop out, and I don't really know the reason why. I don't know if it's social or academic. I don't think it's academic. I think it's more on a social basis. Mm-hmm. But I can't really say why.
What do you think of the BIA schools?
Well, having never gone to a BIA school, I think my opinion would be kind of just of what I've heard and what I've read. I've talked to some kids that went to BIA schools and they didn't seem to mind. I talked to other kids that they just hated it and they thought it was, you know, that it wasn't very good. I think that the BIA schools should get improved, because I think maybe now they're improving it, but I think in the past the caliber of teachers that they were getting in were very low. I think the teachers that they were getting in were rejects from the mainstream of the society, and they had no place else to work. They couldn't get in any other place, and the BIA pays fairly well, so this was just an escape for them. And I don't think they were really concerned about the students that they were teaching. And besides, there's no school in the United States that prepares a teacher for teaching on the reservation. They have one down at Tucson. Indian education. I don't know how that's faring, but I don't have any personal experiences about BIA schools. I kind of think that by separating a kid from their home kind of is a very traumatic experience, because it doesn't really prepare you for life, because life isn't all like that. You don't get up at a certain time and have to straighten your room and then go to your classes and do your chores around there and have study hall in the evening, go to bed. It's all kind of dry. It doesn't, well, it doesn't seem that, I guess you would say exciting or stimulating is a word. It doesn't seem very stimulating. I mean, it's very, maybe material, militaristic. Military. Anyway, it just seems very boring, like a boring situation, and it's just boring. It's not stimulating. I think people do need to be stimulated. They need to think that school is really worthwhile, and that there are a lot of things you can achieve through that.
But don't you think that you know, if by going to a BIA school, you know, like they're living in the dorms or something like that, don't you think that the Indians, you know, those students that are going to school there, that are staying at the dormitories, you know, don't you think they should know about each other, you know, how their background is?
Yeah, you mean just getting to know each other?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think boarding school kids become very close to each other, you know, more so than when you're at a public school, because you live, sleep, and eat together. I think they should.
What do you think about those off-reservation schools?
You like Intermountain and Sherman, and I don't know, you know, I had some cousins that went to them, and it seems like they were more vocationally orientated, and it seems like a lot of kids that get sent out to them are the ones that are really the rejects.
Uh-huh.
Really the rejects, and they're either very hoodlum or are, you know, they're very bad, and they never did learn English good, and juveniles, it seems like those are they're like penal institutions, I guess you would say. This is my impression. And they just train the kids for a vocational type of thing. And I think, I don't know, sending them way out to, like they send some of the Eskimo kids down to Oklahoma too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a good experience for them to get out of their area, but at the same time, when they go back home, whatever they learned in Oklahoma isn't going to really relate to Point Barrow.
What kind of a school did you go to? A public school or BIA?
I went to public schools in Gallup, and then I went to a part of my junior high and high school out at Winter Rock, and that's a public school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in the middle of the capital of the Navajo Reservation. So the majority of the students that went to Winter Rock are Navajo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
There's one thing I feel about BIA and these off-reservation schools that Indian students get sent to is that, well, any school, but especially these, should prepare the student to something that they can relate to on their home.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is a new thing, maybe it hasn't done before, but what's on the reservation, they should be really able to adjust to it and help them to relate to the outside reservation and on reservation things, and I don't think these schools do it.
What do you think of the Gallup ceremonials?
Well, having kind of got raised in Gallup too, I kind of saw a lot of things there. I really love the ceremonials, because that's when you can get together, your friends and your relatives come in, and all these people come in. Like, some of the people don't come to town very often. This is like the big trip of the year or something for them to come in, and they go out there to have a good time and meet with people and see what they can see. And on that respect, I think it's good. And I know that, well, like this last year, those three students were handing out paper literature about the atrocities the Gallup Ceremonial Board was doing. And I can believe them, because the town of Gallup is just a little tourist town. I mean, it's on Route 66, and it has so many motels, gas stations, and bars. I mean, they cater to the tourists, and the people that live there are catering to the income that comes in. And you know, there's not that many Navajos that live in Gallup, and they all live outside, just like the Zunis and the Hopis. They all come in, and they, you know, sell their jewelries and their rugs and whatever else they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gallup people, you know, make profits out of them. And as far as jewelry and rugs, I think maybe some of the traders get a little more money than the craftsmen that make them. And this I'm against. And the same with the ceremonials. I think the Indians, I guess the Navajos, should have a little more to do with it and kind of put more of their viewpoint on it. It's just like writing history in the Navajos' viewpoint. Because, well, they're Gallup businessmen, and I think because they are businessmen, no matter whether it was Navajos or some other type of people, they would still take advantage of them because they're just like that. But it just so happens that it is Navajos. And I do think that they take advantage of them. And I think that they just need to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as they know that there's a bunch of people around not liking what they're doing, that they'll change. Because they're out to please the public. And if the public says, you know, quit stealing from the Indians, well, I don't know whether that will stop it. Because maybe something more needs to be done. But Gallup is, I don't know, people talk about all the drunks they see around there. And I don't know what the tourists think. And tourists, they run around in their old shorts and mismatched blouses and crazy hats, and they wouldn't run around like that out at their home, wherever they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And here they kind of, you know, they talk about the Indians, the way they look and the way they dance, and here they, they're even worse. And it's kind of a crazy scene because the ceremonials does make profits off of the Indians, and the Indians have... Maybe they have, I have a good time. I never participated in a parade or dances or anything, but, you know, you go out there, it's a social thing
mm-hmm.
for the Indians, but I think from the white people, it's a different thing, you know, they go to look and see and, you know, and observe. I don't know what they're trying to, what they're going to see.
I've heard that the ceremonials was going to be moved to Church Rock area, you know. Out of the town of Gallup. What do you think of that? I mean, my brother told me that it's going to be all in the hands of the Navajos.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that?
It might be true, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I know the reason they're moving the ceremonial grounds is because the highway's going through there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to move it out to Red Rocks because they felt that was a more ideal place. If it was in the hands of the Navajos, I don't think it should be completely, because Navajos are just as crooked as those people, but at least it'd be the Indians. But I don't think they could really take it over completely, because the businessmen in the town of Gallup, I mean, they can't have a ceremonial without involving Gallup, which means the business people in Gallup. So I don't think it could be completely in the hands of the Navajos, but I think that the Navajos and the Zunis should, you know, be a major factor in handling it. Because maybe, I mean, there's things that they do, well, like the Winter Rock Fair. I think it's really neat. I mean, the Navajo tribe completely runs it, and everything's for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. They don't cater to the tourists. They cater to the Indians out there,
mm-hmm.
and boy, I think that's really great. I think that maybe it comes down to Navajo Fair and Gallup Ceremonial. I think Navajo Fair is better. I mean, I wish Navajo Fair could get in more different tribes, you know, to come in. Maybe this is what Gallup Ceremonial should be doing, because they aren't catering to the Indian that much. I think they're just showing them off.
What do you think of the Navajo chairman, Raymond Nakai?
well, I don't think that much of him. I mean, I don't think you should base people on college education, but, you know, it seems like he should have one. I mean, for all the things he's trying to do, and maybe the education of the whole Navajo Tribal Council should kind of be brought. I mean, it is being brought up because more Indian students, Navajo students, are going to school. And I think Raymond Nakai is just another politician. I mean, I